the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Can we go to New School for a second, please? Last week's question, and the theories are for later in the show, and I'll tell you why. Stop for a second.
I have to ask you to just bring it down and relax a little bit. I think you're
because
a little upset.
Here's what we've got at this point. It's 17 minutes past the hour. We shouldn't be talking about theories. If you want to go to a network that has theories about Pakistan just blared across for hours and hours and hours, you've got many choices out there.
Pakistan.
Okay? But that's actually capitalizing on a non-story for the sake of ratings because people's imaginations are picked by this. And that's not responsible. We did the plane. We will do the plane. It will be done again. We will do the facts.
Okay? I feel like James Brown, Sandler's. Can I get the cape and say, come on.
Just stop. We've got to go to Ukraine.
There is Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough on the Morning Joe show that MSNBC has, a bit of a dust-up. Can you believe, listen to this, and listen to how rude Joe Scarborough, sexist, condescending. The search for a Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, another hour of the Talk Radio Review. You're going to hear about all of the 10 items that seem to be on people's minds as we monitor talk radio programs on local stations all across the country and the national ones as well. So we'll go through the top 10 hits. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. March Madness and Sports Talk Radio at number 10. The NSA's number 9. The arrest and indictment of a California state senator is number 8. College athletes unionizing number 7. President's visit with the Pope number 6. The Noah movie, number 5. Mudslide in Washington, number 4. The situation between Russia and Ukraine, number 3. Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case against Obamacare, number 2. And where is the Malaysian Airlines flight? That's number 1 again this week. Here's host Bob Rose this is some of the conversation that people have been having. Have been talking about the facts, some of the so-called facts. Hello. Let's listen to this. I'm sure you'll find it. If you haven't heard all of this stuff yet, you'll find this very interesting.
Malaysian acting transport minister announced Tuesday that the jetliner missing for more than 2 weeks appeared to have sent a partial electronic signal 8 minutes after the last complete signal between the plane and the satellite. At this time, this transmission is not understood and is subject to further ongoing work. A British satellite communications company that provided data on the plane's location is investigating the so-called partial ping. Are you kidding me? Is this the new hanging chad? The partial ping? Will that be part of our vernacular now? It was a partial ping. Hey, did you see your friend at Publix? Not sure if it was him. It was a partial ping. They're calling it a failed login to its satellite network. Or a potential attempt by the system to reset itself. Chris McLaughlin, senior vice president of the satellite company, told the paper the company's engineers and investigators were trying to determine what caused the incomplete ping recorded several hours after the plane left Kuala Lumpur for Beijing, 239 on board. We're not looking at this partial ping as someone trying to turn on the system and communicate. They're not looking at it that way, apparently. Malaysia announced earlier this week that a mathematical analysis of the final known satellite signals from the plane had proved beyond doubt it had gone down in the sea, taking the lives of all 227 passengers and 12 crew members on board. And just take a quick stroll down this conspiratorial path. Has there not been precedent set where some of our satellite computers have been hacked? The Chinese hacked into our satellites. You know that, right? That did happen. I'm not saying it happened here. I'm saying here we are putting our faith in data that we get from a satellite. You know, there's some people that have put a lot of faith in that. You know what happened to them? One lady ran off the road and died. You know why? Because there's no way in the world her GPS tracking, satellite-informed little GPS thing for her car could possibly be wrong. It's GPS. It's satellite. How could it be wrong? You know how many people have gone the wrong way because of it, gotten lost because of it. It's not infallible. There's human beings involved, and there's human beings that can get involved.
Up next, more on the search for the airliner. Talk Radio Countdown Show, end of March, on the air.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
This is the TRCS, for those who like letters. I'm Doug Steffen with the Talk Radio Countdown. Top 10 talk topics of the week. And the search for the missing airliner is number one. Here's host Rick Sanchez talking about the Malaysian Prime Minister's press conference this week and how what the Prime Minister said seems pretty hard to believe.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak looked into the camera, looking almost forlorn, almost sad, almost like he didn't want to be there and didn't want to talk about these things. But essentially what I heard him say, and I'll try and, I'll try and take you through it as best I can, because I sat there and listened to the entire news conference as he was trying to explain to people, you know, I don't know if this has something to do with the, you know, protocol or insurance or just wanted to put this thing to bed. And he's... what he seemed to be doing was more giving an opinion about what's happened rather than sharing facts about what has happened, which is what kind of troubles me a little bit. I mean, all this time we're told they spotted debris. They didn't spot debris. Now they've got a plane coming in. Now they're sending a ship to look for debris. And we're all sitting here going, well, I wonder if they can give us some piece of evidence. And now he comes out and he essentially says the plane is gone. Everyone is dead. The crew and the passengers are all dead. They're all gone, and he essentially wanted the family members to know that they can start looking for closure. Is this enough? If you were a family member, would you be sitting there going, "That's it? That's all you got? No bodies? No plane parts? No facts? No information that I can go on that you can convince me of, which tells me, okay, I got it. The plane went down in this place for this reason, on this day, at this time. None of that. No facts. No, not even an iota. Nothing. Just, I'm here to tell you everybody's dead. I mean, by the way, I'm not trying to be hypercritical here. I'm just asking you. You're listening to this. I'm listening to you, to this. He walked up to the microphones and he, you know, essentially said, the search has ended in the Indian Ocean. The search has ended in the Indian Ocean. What does that mean? Before he spoke, what we were being told is that there were objects, debris that was, you know, floating around. And all of a sudden now this guy just comes out and he puts a kibosh on this thing. He's essentially saying, look, it's over. If there was ever any hope that we would find the plane, or that the plane was diverted to some other place, or that it crashed on a mountain, and that maybe somebody could have survived, or that it landed on a runway in some remote island, all those things are gone. The plane crashed into the ocean off the coast of Australia, and everybody is gone. That's it. End of story.
Here's host Skip Essick talking to former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mike Rosenker about the data that has led the Prime Minister to announce that the missing plane had crashed into the Indian Ocean.
A British satellite company said that they have solved one of the crucial aspects of the mystery surrounding the lost Malaysian airliner that disappeared on March 8th, using what they say is a complex mathematical process to determine that it ended its journey in the middle of the southern Indian Ocean. I would imagine that's what the Prime Minister of Malaysia was talking about when he made his announcement that it is presumed now that everybody has been lost and that it did indeed crash in the Indian Ocean. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these were some amazing calculations done by the Inmarsat company that had never been done before. This satellite was not designed to be a tracking satellite as much as it was to be a data satellite, to be able to push data through to the various customers like CETA and Air Inc. and places that, in fact, are using the data for a performance examination of the aircraft itself. It was never designed to be looking for airplanes that had fallen into the ocean.
So having said that, how dependable do you think, or how accurate do you think this might be? Or do you think it just might be raising more questions?
Skip, I really believe what these people did in the ability to use their satellite and taking various models, which they were able to create, put them against, lay them over other Malaysia Airlines flights and get the kinds of data that they were able to prove. Not only did they do that, but they took those formulas and those models to other professionals in the aviation industry and even another satellite company to really validate their engineering assumption. And as a result of that, I think we've been able to really pinpoint in a much better way the area where, in fact, we need to be searching.
Do you think that there is any hope that somewhere down the road, they're actually going to be able to find the remains of that jetliner?
I really believe we will be able to do that. When we take a look at Air France 447, we got the original debris. I was still the chairman of the NTSB at that time, 5 days after the accident. Later, 2 years, unfortunately, we did ultimately recover the black boxes and find the major debris field. And as a result of that, we were able to solve the accident that occurred with Air France.
Next on the countdown, focus on Obamacare. Also, we'll take a trip in our minds to Ukraine. That's all of next year on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Doug Steffen here. Number two on this week's countdown is the Obamacare. Well, this isn't specifically about Obamacare, but one portion of it, and a suit launched by the Hobby Lobby Company. And in fact, it's gone to the Supreme Court. Here's talk host Karen Henderson, along with Kevin Meeks, talking to Dale Ducotte from Louisiana's Marketplace Exchange about the changing deadline for signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act.
We've been talking about the deadline coming up on Monday. New in the news is something about an extension. So let me let you clear up what we're talking about when we say an extension.
The federal government actually came and said that if you start the process, then you can finish the process. So we're not quite sure exactly what starting the process is. We'll start the process for you. Mm-hmm. It takes us a little bit longer with the influx of people going to the website that will hopefully be able to get you covered, you know, as soon as possible.
Now, so many people have health insurance through their company and things like that, as say we do here, so not having to deal with this. But the people that are having to deal with the, going through the exchange process or what have you and sign up online, what's the biggest confusion issue with it? What's the question that you're getting asked, that you're getting asked most often?
This is a massive takeover of the healthcare system. And what the confusion is people don't understand that the only difference between the exchange product and a non-exchange product is a subsidy. The benefits, the network are exactly the same. So the only difference really is whether you get a subsidy or not based on your income. If you make less than $80,000 a year, adjusted gross income, a family of four, you're eligible for a subsidy to go buy your health insurance.
When we're talking deadline, if you have insurance, this is not for you, right? There's nothing you really need to think about right now.
If you have employer-based, if you're eligible for your employer's coverage, you are not eligible for the exchange.
All right, but if you don't have insurance, we're talking, this is who you, you know.
This is the end, March 31st. If you don't start,
you need to be in the pipeline by March 31st.
If you're not in the pipeline by March 31st, then it'll be till January until you'll be able to roll in the exchange again. Community rating says that we cover all pre-existing for everybody for all the time. So they set up an open enrollment period, which ends March 31st. So there'll be, other than a short term, no other enrollments until the end of the year.
Russia and Ukraine, number three on the countdown show this week. Host Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess talking to Senator Dick Durbin about Russia annexing Crimea and what, if anything, we ought to be doing about it here in the United States.
Former President Jimmy Carter was on with Letterman. He says the Crimean annexation was inevitable because Russia considers it to be a part of their country, and so many Crimeans consider themselves Russian.
If you look back at the agreement that Russia had with Ukraine, it's clear that little chunk of land there has been coveted for centuries because it's smack dab in the middle of the Black Sea. It's the warm water port for Russia to stage its fleet into the Bosphorus and the Mediterranean and the rest of the world, and they have been looking at that, coveting that, working to protect it forever. Now there's a change of government in Ukraine a few weeks ago, and instead of working with a new government to protect their basing rights, Putin says, we'll just invade. We'll take it over. We'll claim it as Russia. and we'll have what the United Nations has called a phony referendum to achieve that. That's the wrong way to approach it. It's not a civilized, peaceful approach. It's a militaristic approach. And I think the civilized world has to step up to say, and say to Putin, you just can't do that. What's next? Poland? What's next? Lithuania? Where are you going to draw the line here?
Senator, you just came back from a trip over there. What is the general mood and feeling over there?
You've got to measure it against what they've been through for the past several months. We went down to what's called the Maidan, which is the huge square in Kiev, and they showed you these little shrines that they put together where 103 demonstrators were gunned down, shot by snipers from government buildings during the course of the demonstration. These little shrines are really holy ground for the people of Ukraine, and they believe that those demonstrators had a right to speak up and should not have been killed, and I couldn't agree with them more. So now comes Russia and says, we're going to invade you now that you've changed the government. They're worried. They don't have an army to defend themselves. They're not asking for our troops. We're not offering our troops. But they're worried about what the future may be, and they're hoping that political and economic sanctions from the United States and Europe will slow down Putin.
The Washington mudslide and the Noah movie are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television for the week ending the 28th of March. Thank you very much. Number four in the countdown, the mudslide in Washington State. Here is Washington State talk host Dave Ross with Senator Patty Murray of Washington about the reports that the rescue efforts may have been delayed. Possibly this contributed to an unnecessary loss of life.
There have been some complaints that this rescue effort was slow to get started, that perhaps more lives could have been saved, even if volunteers had just been allowed to go into the area sooner. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I share everyone's desire to have, everyone recovered as quickly as possible. I was up at the area on Sunday, and it was so challenging for the rescue workers because the conditions are like none that you can imagine, and it's just been really difficult. I think everyone is pulling as fast as they can to do the right thing with the safety and security of the search teams in mind. Everyone wants to do as much and more that they possibly can. Certainly here at the federal level, the president has issued a disaster declaration. FEMA is on the ground. The Department of Transportation worked very quickly to provide relief. We've got the National Guard units deployed. But again, to a family who's lost a loved one or a home, nothing can be fast enough. And I truly do understand that.
So everything is now fully mobilized, or are there other parts that still have to fall into place here?
There will be more. I mean, this is an ongoing situation where the immediate recovery and rescue is absolutely critical, and all the assets that need to be deployed are being deployed. And as we go along, the governor is looking at asking for financial assistance. He has to make sure they have the right requests in place to do that. They're working very quickly. We're working with them on that. But again, right now everybody's focused on what they need to be doing, which is search and rescue.
Looking ahead, because a lot of families have lost everything.
Yeah.
This so far stops short of a full disaster declaration, right?
Right, and that can only come once the governor makes the request, and he is working with all of his agencies to make sure he's got the right request in so that they're financially asking for what they are going to need.
The Noah movie, number five on the countdown this week. Host Mike Broomhead talking about the comments Glenn Beck and Bill Maher made about the movie.
You're talking about this Noah movie and the inaccuracies of how it doesn't stick to the storyline of what the biblical story is trying to convey. This is a little bit of what he had to say.
The review made it sound like this was a godless climate change movie, and I believe that it is not a godless climate change movie. It's more like Sinbad the Sailor meets Shining, and Friday the 13th with a sprinkle of Mad Max and in the Thunderdome. And it plays as well as a movie that was just clipping all of that stuff together.
Okay. Len wasn't upset about environmentalism, although he says it probably has nothing to do, just from that short clip, it has nothing to do with what the biblical story is trying to convey. And it's funny because I don't know how you can expect people that don't know what goes on or what the point is in the Bible to plan on sticking to it. Well, I want you to hear Bill Maher, because Bill Maher also was talking about Noah in the comment you're about to hear.
But the thing that's really disturbing about Noah isn't the silly. It's that it's immoral. It's about a psychotic mass murderer who gets away with it, and his name is God. Genesis says God was so angry with himself for screwing up when he made mankind so flawed, that he sent the flood to kill everyone. Everyone. Men, women, children, babies. What kind of tyrant punishes everyone just to get back at the few he's mad at? I mean, besides Chris Christie.
Now, see, I don't blame a guy. Like, a lot of people get furious with Bill Maher for statements like that. Number one, Bill Maher knows how to push buttons. That's his job. Number two, I sure don't expect anybody who has absolutely no belief system to think any other way. None. None. Now, he's an arrogant jerk. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Bill Maher, what makes Bill Maher distasteful to me is not the fact that he mocks people of faith. My problem is that Bill Maher despises arrogance, and yet he's arrogant when he does it. Bill Maher acts as if he's so angry with Christians because they are so judgmental, and yet he is exactly that way. There is not an opening for anybody that has any ounce of faith whatsoever. You are instantly a judgmental moron in the eyes of this judgmental moron. It is hypocrisy at its best.
Up next, the Pope unionizing college athletes and indicting a politician on the way here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Please stick around. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, warmly greeting those who stick around for info on their favorite topics and in their favorite format. Up to the number 6 item on the countdown this week, President meeting with the Pope. Here's Jim Sciutto talking to Reverend James Martin, the editor of the National Catholic magazine America. They talk about this week's meeting between the Pope and the president.
Looking at the rapport between the president and the Pope, they seem to be getting along very well. Is this the beginning of a long friendship?
Well, I hope so, and I would expect that both of them hope so as well. They were all smiles afterwards, and the Pope said, I really feel that you should feel at home here. So I would think it's the start of a good relationship.
One of the gifts that the Pope gave the president was his apostolic exhortation, kind of an encyclical, a book about the joy of the gospel. And one thing that that book was famous for was for criticizing Western capitalism. Do you think that kind of topic would occur? And do you think that there might have been a message in that gift?
Well, I think it's a kind of general gift to give him. It's his most sort of substantial writing, so it's not surprising he would get that gift. But, you know, certainly poverty came up in terms of immigration reform. Those are generally poor people and human trafficking again. The Pope is interestingly much more forceful about income inequalities than President Obama is. So if anyone is kind of taking the lead on poverty, it's the Pope here.
Well, let's talk for a moment about popularity, if we can, because if you look at Francis's polls, they're great. 89% approval rating among Catholics, 76% among all Americans. That is almost double President Obama's approval rating here at home. Do you think he's trying to get a little bit of the aura of the Pope, maybe a Francis bump by meeting with him, being seen with him?
He might. I mean, I think it's logical that the president would want to meet with the Pope. And, you know, popes have been meeting with world leaders since the time of Charlemagne. So I think it's more of a kind of courtesy visit. But, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to Obama to get the Francis effect. On the other hand, I don't know if Francis really wants the Obama effect. I think he's happy that his, approval and his popularity is as high as it is.
I want to read you a letter that's in the New York Times today to coincide with the visit. It's Catholics for Choice. And this is a quote from the letter. Pope Francis is our spiritual leader, but not our political leader. Francis's interpretation of church teachings does not represent that of the majority of Catholics, especially on issues related to sexuality, reproductive health, and family life. So when you look at recent polling among American Catholics, they may have a point. 77% think Catholics should be able to use birth control. 50% says the church should recognize same-sex marriage. Does the president have the backing of American Catholics on these issues, which he might have brought up or get into a discussion with the Pope today?
Well, I mean, first of all, Catholics for Free Choice, or Catholics for Choice, I think, is a kind of fringe group, so I would, you know, avoid kind of drawing conclusions based on that. Certainly, American Catholics differ with certain Vatican teachings, but, you know, on the basics, they're with the Pope. I mean, the basics are the gospel, Christ is risen, love, mercy, and compassion, and so they're right with the Pope on those most basic Christian teachings.
Unionizing college athletes, number 7 on the countdown show. Here's Frank Beckman and another host named Steve Courtney talking to Mark Hollis, who's the AD, the athletic director of Michigan State University. They discuss the ruling from this week that could allow college athletes to form unions and get paid, in fact, by the colleges.
This ruling by the NLRB panel in Chicago that, yeah, college football players can unionize.
Oh, boy, has this opened up a can of worms.
Well, as it stands right now, Q, it affects only private colleges and universities. But as explained in various pieces this morning, the trickle-down to public universities would be rather significant if it gains traction. Now, Northwestern is going to appeal, obviously.
Right.
So we shall see.
But Mark Hollis, the AD at Michigan State on the other end of our line, I wonder how he feels after getting this news, what the scuttlebutt has been among his colleagues. It's kind of a scary situation for all of you, isn't it?
Well, it's always good to have things to worry about, don't you think, Frank? It's a situation that's being watched, and I think, the conversation and the dialogue is something that is always welcomed, and it's something that we have for many years. Some very serious issues that are being discussed, and at the same time, I do not agree with the decision that was made, but yet it will continue the dialogue, which I think is positive.
You know, at the basis here, again, is whether or not these student-athletes are employees of the university. The old standby that these kids are getting a wonderful education, getting degrees for playing, has gone by the wayside. But you also have to point out that there are other perks of being a student-athlete for your 4 year if you stay that long-term. You know, top-shelf medical care, whatever the case may be. How much will that come into play as this thing moves forward?
It's actually a conversation I was having with some of my staff this morning. It's, when I step away from the office every night, I feel good about what I do. And what I do is attempt to educate young men and women. And within that, there's a number of parameters that, that are in play that can be debated. There's obviously the arms race with facilities. There's the salaries that our coaches are making. And in the end, athletics is a very small percentage of what the university budget is. There are dynamics occurring all over campus that are giving students opportunities to excel at what they do. I think when I step back and look at it, why do people watch? Why do people attend college sports? And the reason they do is for the affiliation with their university. It's to see the Spartan head. It's to see the Block M. That's where that affiliation is. And within that, over time, we have taken what we were supposed to be and let it be defined by others. Let it be defined by individuals that are making investments in our enterprise. And I think as much as we're talking about the unionization piece, we also need to talk about the student piece. And there's really two fronts that should be discussed in the conversations that are going on today.
Number eight item on the Talk Radio Review, the arrest and indictment of a California state senator. His name is Leland Yee. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about the weapons charges against him. Now, this guy has always had a strong stance in favor of gun control, at least publicly.
Leland Yee, he's a Democrat from San Francisco. He was arraigned in U.S. District Court in San Francisco. Corruption and conspiracy charges. The conspiracy charges, let's deal with that right away. The conspiracy charges, really interesting one. Trafficking firearms. A Democrat from... Where's he from? The San Francisco area? No, Sacramento. A Democrat who's an anti-gun guy is charged with conspiracy to traffic in firearms. He's an anti-gun guy. That would have been really dramatic if it had fired when I said it.
When I saw the news story, I was just absolutely horrified. It is extremely important that individuals in the state of California do not own an assault weapon. I mean, that's just so crystal clear.
Of course.
There's just no debate, no discussion.
No discussion.
It's never going to be easy. But never. At the end of the day, we're here in Sacramento to really help people, to protect the general public, and I think that's my priority.
That's his job. That's why people in San Francisco elected him. That's why, to make sure guns are not out on the streets, and he's facing... firearms trafficking charges? One of seven corruption firearms who swept up in an FBI sting. There are like two dozen people involved in this right across the Bay Area. There's suggestions that drugs were being sold, the guns were being smuggled. There's even an arranging murder for hire charge as one of these. He's just one of 26 people charged on Monday, but he's the highest profile guy. Many of them had to actually wear headsets in court. In the federal court because they didn't speak English, or they claimed they didn't, so they had to translate into Cantonese. Not one of them entered a plea yet. So, Yee, this is how much trouble this guy's in. He's facing up to 20 years in federal prison if he's convicted. They released him on a $500,000 unsecured bond. He has to return to court Monday.
Up next, the NSA. You'd be disappointed if we didn't have an NSA item in the countdown, wouldn't you? Up next here as we review Conversation on the Radio, as it were.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. Number 9 on the talk radio countdown, the NSA and their bulk data surveillance program. Here's host Leland Conway talking to Senator Rand Paul about Paul's efforts to get the NSA.
You went through Berkeley. It's obviously the most liberal of the liberal college campuses in the country. And you got a standing ovation. What set those kids off?
Well, I think right and left come together on some issues. You know, for example, I've been trying to reform the NSA and try to make sure that you actually have a warrant with a person's name on it before you get their information. And interestingly, that brings together conservatives like myself, but also some progressives like Ron Wyden of Oregon on some of these issues. And the bottom line is politics is about coalitions. It's not about agreeing on every issue, but it's about finding people who passionately agree with you on some of the issues and hopefully a preponderance. But young people, I think, are with us on the privacy issue, at least those Republicans who are for defending privacy. And really, you know, the president, who was once a progressive, still is a progressive, but just not a very good one anymore, has become the author of the basically a very intrusive surveillance state. And I think the kids are annoyed with it.
Yeah, I think that if you're of a certain generation, being younger, then you absolutely are annoyed with just the concept that the things that you're doing are being watched by an overarching government. And I know people try to say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? I know that this weekend it was kind of funny that former President Jimmy Carter said that he uses snail mail to avoid the NSA. So what's Jimmy Carter got to hide? You know, I mean, the point is, you know, it's something that we, I think, innately as human beings have a right not to have this kind of stuff snooped on. We have a right not to be assumed to be a suspect before anything else.
Well, and you think about it, if this is our standard for the future, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear, that's sort of a great deal less than the standard we once had, which was innocent until proven guilty. It is very important. I don't care if you go to church 7 days a week and have never told a lie, no one should read your email. And it's the interesting thing about it, it's not because I think everybody is doing something nefarious. It may mean that I think something as profound as someone who wants to pray to God on their own terms, wants to teach their children Christianity at home, wants to be left alone in their religion, doesn't have to be something nefarious you want to keep private. It could be your religion that you want to keep private. So really, the government needs to stay the heck off of your cell phone and out of your email and your text messaging.
Number 10 on the countdown, March Madness. Host Jamie Samuelson and Bob Wojanowski talking about CBS angering fans by continuing to film a crying child during one of last weekend's games.
I didn't realize this was such an issue until I saw on Twitter and elsewhere that people were really ticked off that while Kansas was doing its annual pratfall, its annual rock choke Jayhawk, that they kept showing this poor Kansas kid crying his eyes out. Like, now, I wasn't watching the game live to see that.
I was watching
it
live.
Did they show him, like, an endless loop for, like, an hour? Like, how long was it? Because it was enough that people, I don't know, people seemed almost outraged by it.
I could be wrong, so if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. Watching the game, they zoomed in on the kid, and he was crying. And I don't know how old the kid was. I mean, I have three kids. I would say he was rough. I'd say about 7 or 8 years old. He was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kansas hit a couple threes to make it a game again, and they cut back to him, and he wasn't crying. He was, like, fired up. And Nance even said something along the lines of, no tears anymore. He's back into the game. But I thought they were on the kid a little bit too long. I was watching this. I'm like, okay, cut away from the kid already. I mean, I feel like they were on him for, it felt like 20 seconds. It was probably 10 seconds. But in that, it was like, what's the point of this?
Well,
I thought it was, I must admit, if I were the parents of that kid, I would have been pissed. Because that kid is going to get some serious you-know-what when he goes back to school.
Well, that's a great question in this. What if it was your kid?
I would be pissed.
And again, I don't know, I think it even says on the ticket, when you go to a sporting event, you might end up on camera or whatever. I think they're, so,
I don't think it was a kid to tell the story. I don't know, I thought,
well, is it any worse if it was a crying adult? That person could be...
Yes!
No, I think people make more fun of a crying adult than they do of a crying kid.
Because adults should be able to handle their emotions better. Kids cannot handle their emotions.
Right, so I don't think people would rip on them. To me, I think it's more mocking when an adult is shown on...
I agree with you, but adults can also defend themselves. Adults can go to work, and if somebody goes, hey, Johnny, nice picture in the paper. Hey, screw you, whatever. Kids get bullied. I mean, kids get, made fun of or whatever. And if that were my kid, I'd be pissed. Now, I'd probably tell my kid, hey, would you stop crying, please? It's only a basketball game.
But
kids cannot control their emotions, and they shouldn't be made the story.
All right, let's get to our final review of the list this week. March Madness and the discussions on a lot of the sports talk radio programs. Number 10, NSA. Number 9, arrest and indictment of the California State Senator. Number 8, college athletes unionizing. Number 7, President's visit with the Pope. Number 6, the Noah movie. Number 5, mudslide in Washington. Number 4, Russia and the Ukraine. Number 3, Obamacare and the Hobby Lobby. Number 2, and the Malaysian Airlines flight. Number 1. This week, thank you for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with gratitude here on the air.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.